On the streets of Madrati, people are selling carrots, and that's a good sign. Last year's devastating famine is over. This landlocked desert nation is short of resources, but full of spirit, an example of which can be seen in the country's army paratroopers. Ibrahim Sanifu Izza is one of them.
The country can be poor. Yes, I agree. It's easy true. But our army is a lot better than the one I saw in, around Africa.
These soldiers do not get a chance to wear flight helmets often. Niger's third largest city has an airport, but no airplanes. So most of these men have not parachuted for 4 years. But on this day, U.S. Special Forces are giving them a chance to jump. A team of 12 U.S. Army Special Forces, some of America's best trained and equipped soldiers, have spent a couple of months here, part of a U.S. Defense Department program to train North African armies to combat terrorism. The U.S. team leader, identified only as William, says the military from one of the poorest countries in the world is pretty good.
Honestly, they've got a superb military. What you think that though they don't have the resources, they have the professionalism, they have the esprit de corps, the discipline.
As the paratroopers get ready, the crowds to watch them grow and grow. Some 70 Niger soldiers flew with the special forces. From the air, you can see why, for an army in the Sahara, parachuting is more than a joyride. Their commanders say if they had to fight terrorists in the desert at a moment's notice, it would be difficult to get soldiers by land to a potential combat zone, so parachuting is the way to go. U.S. Special Forces are not just in Niger, but throughout the Sahara Desert in 9 different countries, helping train soldiers to fight terrorists. Here, America's elite Special Forces train alongside Algerian commandos, teaching them how to improve their shooting techniques. A U.S. Special Forces commander says armies in Niger, Algeria, and other northern African nations have to be ready.
I don't think there's necessarily that there's a evident threat every day. However, the potential here is what's important.
The U.S. Defense Department plans to spend $500 million over the next 5 years dispatching special forces units throughout the Sahara, training North African armies to fight against terrorists. Chris Simpkins, VOA News.